Harmony breaks out in Washington. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. On Wednesday, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in favor of UPS worker Peggy Young, whose job was sorting packages. Under the ruling, a lower court will be forced to hear her lawsuit against UPS for refusing to lighten her workload when she became pregnant. But the really remarkable thing about Peggy Young's case is that it put pro-choice liberals and pro-life conservatives on the same side. Both supported Peggy Young, which is exactly what theology professor Charles Camosi at Fordham University has been trying to accomplish for years.
Here's something that both pro-lifers and pro-choicers can agree on. Pregnant women deserve the most strict protections for their jobs at work. They should absolutely not be fired or even demoted or anything just for getting pregnant.
And now he says it's time to get both sides around the same table to push things like paid maternity leave and maternal health care so that ending a pregnancy never even enters a woman's mind. Just one little problem with that idea. Each side in this debate raises its money by vilifying the other side. And Professor Camosi's approach threatens not just their business model, but the business model of certain media organizations.
You're one of the few sort of mainstream radio organizations that wants to have me on because I don't really fit into their understanding of the quote-unquote two sides of this issue, right?
But being a theology professor, Charles Camosi is patient. He's willing to take it one issue at a time. Baby steps, as he says. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.